Ketchikan's animal shelter has gotten some relief in recent weeks after rescuing more than 40 animals from a North Tongass highway home in early October. Local animal rescue groups took some of the pets from the maxed out Ketchikan Gateway Borough-run shelter. Other animals were adopted within the community, and it was announced this week that the shelter in Sitka has raised money to fly the remaining dogs to that community. KRBD's Layla Carey visited the Ketchikan shelter and has the story.
Eddie Blackwood runs the Ketchikan Borough's Animal Protection Department. He says that of the approximately 40 animals that were rescued on October 9th, the Ketchikan Humane Society took 4 dogs. Bark Alaska Rescue took 2 dogs, a chicken and a rooster. Southeast Organization for Animals is taking 2 dogs, and Sitka is taking all the remaining canines. Blackwood says Sitka shelter director Ken Buxton told him there was immense interest in the case within that community.
And he called and said, I have people knocking on my door wanting these animals, and they're even raising money for the flight in Sitka. As of 2 weeks ago, he'd raised $600 for the airfare, so he thought he could probably raise enough to cover the whole entire airfare.
And he did. Buxton says he used his Critter Corner column in the Sitka Sentinel to write about the Ketchikan project and started collecting donations.
We've raised close to $1,400, so I'm going to charter a flight with Scott Harris over here, and we're going to pick up 11 of those dogs, and one of them is already spoken for.
Buxton says the others will either go into foster homes or the Sitka shelter, but he's got a list of people interested in adopting as soon as the dogs are ready. He praised the Ketchikan shelter and rescue groups for their hard work, and not only for the pets rescued from the North End home.
I think sometimes the media might throw the word hero around too much, but those guys are heroes. The stuff they're doing, just going over the top with caring for these animals, and these dogs in particular.
The dogs rescued from the home all were small dogs, likely terrier mixes. Most crowd up to the front of their large cages, wagging furiously, eager to sniff an outstretched hand and offer a friendly lick. Blackwood says some of the dogs have been adopted locally and just need to be spayed or neutered before they head to their new homes.
So we got Prince, Chewy, Stella, Bella, and Skittles that are going for surgery on Thursday.
And they've all been adopted?
They've all been adopted, yeah.
When the Ketchikan shelter first took in all the animals from the North End home, resources at the shelter were stretched thin. Blackwood says the community really stepped up with lots of donations of food and supplies, as well as volunteers coming in to help care for and comfort the animals.
I think they were shocked at the situation. It was a very sad situation. And it's very sad that the lady passed away, but I'm just glad we were able to help the animals that she had. That's a good thing.
The elderly woman lived in a North Tongass home. Alaska State Troopers had been called there and found her in need of medical help. She later died. While at the home, troopers noted the large number of animals and contacted the borough's Animal Protection Department. The floor of the home was covered in feces, and 3 animals were found dead. Animal Protection removed 31 dogs, 6 cats, and 3 chickens, but one of the chickens later was euthanized because of an injury. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.